Delaware's Caesar Rodney cast a decisive vote for American independence in 1776. His statue may be featured in Washington, D.C. next year as part of the nation's 250th anniversary. WHYY Sarah Mueller reports Delawareans remain split on his legacy.
A statue of Caesar Rodney riding a horse stood in downtown Wilmington for more than 100 years before it was taken down in 2020. Amid nationwide protests that largely targeted monuments to Confederate leaders and those who held people in slavery. Rodney is said to have owned up to 200 enslaved people. At the time, city officials said the Rodney statue was being put in storage to make way for a larger community conversation. But that never happened. Wilmington City Council President Ernest Trippy Congo says that's because nobody wanted to address the elephant in the room.
They knew that conversation was going to bring about a lot of truth, and the truth was trying to be swept under the rug. So why have a conversation around it when you know it's not going to be the end result that you're looking for?
Jill Hasday is a University of Minnesota law professor. She says commemorations in U.S. history mostly leave out stories of women and racial minorities.
It takes a lot of energy to commemorate someone, and usually one of the factors that drives that is people are trying to send a message about the world they live in and not just about the past.
Hasday says battles over who we commemorate never cease between people on opposite sides of the political spectrum.
At the end of the day, there's not going to be a statue in a public park to everyone. So you're making a choice about who deserves to be remembered.
Supporters of the statue cite Rodney's famous ride to vote for independence. He was also a lawyer, politician, and military leader. But some Delawareans say celebrating anyone who owned slaves is wrong. State Senator Eric Buxton says the statue should go back on public display as part of Delaware in American history.
My goal was to make sure that the statue was added in time to be celebrated with the 250th in Delaware. That triggered the attention of the federal 250th, who got wind of this statue and its prominence to the country, not just Delaware.
Wilmington Mayor John Carney's office says U.S. officials have expressed interest in displaying Caesar Rodney's statue in D.C. next year. Charlie Copeland is with the Caesar Rodney Institute, a conservative think tank. He says Rodney freed his slaves after he died and voted to ban importing slaves from other countries as an elected official. He argues those actions mitigate Rodney's use of slave labor.
That snowball down the hill led directly to our own Civil War, 1865, and ultimately to 1964 and the Civil Rights Act. And things like that have to start somewhere. It started with Caesar Rodney, and we ought to be proud of that.
Wilmington City Council members Trippy Congo and Sinead Darby call efforts to cast Rodney in a more favorable light as whitewashing history. Here's Darby.
We need to stop idolizing these old white men from 1700s, 1800s as if they were these great people. When you enslave another human, or even if you enslave an animal and treat them bad, it's wrong.
Congo says community members should decide what happens to Rodney's statue, not elected officials. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.